day. Remember, children everywhere, keep your receipts.
What he smells like than how old he is.
Because we're merchandising Bob's favorite aftershave.
Well, it's an extra holiday, that's all you're missing out on. You could have a
Bob's birthday day.
A day of rest and celebration.
You know, you're right.
You're
what if
just
we just made it
just
a symbolic?
It. All right.
Let's, what if we just found one of the
experts,
what
one
of
have
the local religion's
favorite holiday and appropriated it?
The trials
holiday. So I think we should appropriate the local culture's favorite holiday.
That's why his name is Smiley, because we
could all drive on the left side.
We should drive on the left side. And what day should we appropriate this day?
I mean, he was born on some day. You should try and find out.
No, I don't think we should. That would be like finding Jesus' real birth.
Well, you want it to be true, don't you?
I want it to be symbolic of the day. I want it to appropriate some local religion so that we can supersede their need to already be worshiping on that day.
Okay, April 7th.
To buy a copy of the
Bob was born on April 7th.
How about April 15th?
April 15th, fine.
Tax day.
Fine.
People worship the dollar on that day.
That's pretty good. And it could be a holiday.
How about Halloween? They will say Halloween is their favorite holiday.
That could be a tax day. Could be a holiday. That's good. Kids could stay home from school. We could drive on the left side. It'd be great.
Yeah, we could walk in the left side of the street, drive on the left side of the street. What else should we do as a symbol of our reference to Bob on that day?
Erect a huge nipple in your front yard.
Erect a huge
what
nipple.
What about a pipe?
What about a pipe? Should we put a pipe in the nipple?
Or a big head that you can leave on somebody's front lawn.
What if we had a nipple on Bob's head with a pipe in it? Bobhead on the nipple.
Pipe in the nipple. No, I'm not following you now.
What if we had a pipe in the bobhead and the bobhead was sitting on top of the nipple?
I don't know what kind of neighborhood you live in, but I'm not going to do that in my yard.
Got a pimp in it?
What about an icon of what? Can we just put an icon there? A Bob icon in the nipple.
Forget it. I don't even have a yard, so press off, will you? See, that's how it's used. Should be.
Talk to the press.
In the modern world. Stop using archaic, out-of-date terms. Come up with stuff that actually fits the situation.
Find the impact. That's true. I think that's an innovative approach to
get out of that rut.
Difficult thing. Difficult pursuit.
Climb up to the top of the edge of that rut and yell, press off!
Somebody's been swilling a little too much rut.
Think of yourself as an amphibian for once. Drink a lot of water and breathe it for your gills. For your gill-like appendages. You're a quadruped. Live like one. Smell like one.
Smells like a tree.
Be a good example for your other fellow quadrupeds.
Bob smells like a train? Did someone say that? It's so hard to hear.
And soon your internal organs will begin to arrive at your preserved alcohol.
They already are.
Oh, sounds of fire. Uh-oh.
Dawson!
You have mustered the strength to catch up.
Lay down some relevance. You'll be able to get up again.
You're a specialist.
Suggesting that
I love monkeys.
It's like John versus Paul.
He's an excitable, nervous sort.
It's like a filthy girl.
I've always been a Peter Gabriel fan.
Well,
it might bite.
Stripper monkey. It's going to be Shopper Conner.
You guys are on.
As long as
John
only bites
the little Johnny just kind of killed somebody.
He has a train
set. Why is it hard if it's a
monkey? I just showed how my boob.
Oh,
my God.
All
right, folks.
Thanks.
But that's where we're stacked with a wall of abs over there by the boob.
This is uncut. This
but it fell down on that guy and came over two lost
boobs.
She's doing her thing. She's killing.
You can't believe it.
I know I say that, but it's kind of
his brain and put it in
his brain. I believe it.
I know. It's just an expression.
But then Popeye beat him up.
But
Ricky was kind of
me still.
I thought we had an edge with Marilyn Monroe's body.
Nervousness of the animal.
You know. Amazing show.
Other half of the brain.
Yeah,
like, until we have like three loaves in there.
mean this whole
gangs of monkeys that
don't pretend
down
to be on radio.
It's good that there's a product out there.
Yeah, but radio killed the video stars.
Yeah. So they were fought back, but in vain. And,
one show where little Johnny disemboweled himself.
That was fun.
God, I love that show.
I love that show.
What's happening?
That was one of the shows where it's good.
Days, yeah.
You know, little Johnny disemboweled.
Man. I say.
I remember that.
Tears
come to my eyes.
That was a Japanese show, wasn't it?
The Run with Scissors.
Japanese Alabama. Just the connection, I think.
Run with Scissors, go swimming right after you eat. There was also swimming violence.
Right. All full of toxic slugs. Yeah. I told the children not to, but
Some faith just radiates off of these pills.
I see that radiating.
Because the pills of Bob actually allows themselves specifically to each person's body chemistry.
Can I have one?
I just wanted to remind you.
It's trapped.
This is for later.
Okay, thanks.
Is that like a strap on your boot or
yeah,
a butt strap?
Yeah, what she's doing.
Like hold on. Yeah, all right, hold on. Thanks.
Jock strap.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to remote show.
I mean to say jocks.
A little bit haphazardly here.
So wait. What does it mean if you press the menu?
Pirate cat, pirate radio.
Hell, I heard that that was like a total false entity. That was like not.
No. That's the end of the world.
Criticism of Pirate Cat Radio. Okay?
Well, Bob puts the fun back in fun.
It smelled like smoker cigarettes.
Girl,
what just happened?
It's not just the radio. He also puts the fun back in fun.
The radio show.
And then there's...
Well, it's not going to end. It's just going to get all, like,
deepies on other nights there.
No
more relaxing. Everything has to be solemn and intense.
That's right. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
You might have forgotten Michael.
Yeah, you'll find a place.
Did we forget him?
I think so. I think we left you at the last rest stop.
A slacking off.
Wandering around.
That
was a pretty good trip.
Let's get rid of him.
Really good trip.
I know what it was. Jerry
on the train.
We had all these magazines and
stuff. I thought we were
doing this. That was the trip. And I realized somebody over here was talking about
it. I was tripping on entirely vegetarian
orgasms over CB radio.
Wasn't it trip?
Much like that trip. I mean, it was, someplace out of
you were tripping on it, though?
It was a funny description.
I was obviously tripping.
They were relating and talking about you in the crowd. About how I guess they first... The first stories are always the greatest, because when I saw you, that was
even
that way you were in the Ranger thing.
Yeah, I know.
And you were walking out of the
sometimes
heat.
Sometimes you're not. If you can't remember if you drop.
I still remember you walked out.
If you drop.
And I said, nice hat.
But, I mean, you can't remember. I mean,
I remember that.
So does that mean you're tripping down?
And I got that car out of the mud.
Everybody thought I was a real rapper.
Like,
it was really scary.
Okay, but then, so like, we drank, man. So I.
And it's too serious.
Am I like off?
This is all wrong.
And you were like, hey, what's up?
And I still wear it out there by myself on the flyout.
Really?
As far as I know. For those of you driving out the mall,
Suicide Battalion Cape.
Something.
Paul Malls.
My favorite, CapeCafe.org, around the world. People in France right now are getting up at 7 in the morning, and they're tuning to this show. Can you imagine?
Like a vampire. Bullets.
We get fan mail from Norway.
Nothing can stop it.
Hello.
The show will
Upper State New York.
Hello.
And this one lady that always calls
for me. Lady, right? With the cow?
Yeah, who was that lady? That personal, like, lady?
Yeah.
Was she an actual caller?
Hello.
Well, dogs and I cats.
We have to launch choppers to go find her now. Amber is in danger.
You know, you young man on the radio.
Hello.
Oh, you're just not about the body. You're silly.
You got time to go with you.
and the whiny little piece of shit.